Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we share just a few moments together in God's Word. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 21. Here, the Apostle Paul speaks of his plans to visit the Corinthians for a third time. His second visit had been a painful one. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. He mentions that his ability to perform miracles proves that he is a true apostle in comparison to those special apostles who had been deceiving the people. Paul reminds the Corinthians once again that he did not ask the Corinthians for monetary support. The reading concludes with Paul expressing some fears about what he will encounter when he visits the church in Corinth. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 11. I am acting like a fool, but you have made me do it. You are the ones who ought to show your approval of me. For even if I am nothing, I am in no way inferior to those very special apostles of yours. The many miracles and wonders that prove that I am an apostle were performed among you with much patience. How were you treated any worse than the other churches, except that I did not bother you for financial help? Please forgive me for being so unfair. This is now the third time that I'm ready to come and visit you, and I will not make any demands on you. It is you that I want, not your money. After all, children should not have to provide for their parents, but parents should provide for their children. I will be glad to spend all that I have, and myself as well, in order to help you. Will you love me less because I love you so much? You will agree then that I was not a burden to you, but someone will say that I was tricky and I trapped you with lies. How? Did I take advantage of you through any of the messengers I sent? I begged Titus to go, and I sent the other believer with him. Would you say that Titus took advantage of you? Do not he and I act from the very same motives and behave the same way? Perhaps you think that all along we've been trying to defend ourselves before you. No, we speak as Christ would have us to speak in the presence of God, and everything we do, dear friends, is done to help you. I am afraid that when I get there, I will find you different from what I would like you to be, and you will find me different from what you would like me to be. I am afraid that I will find quarreling and jealousy, hot tempers and selfishness, insults and gossip, pride and disorder. I am afraid that the next time I come, my God will humiliate me in your presence, and I shall weep over the many who sinned in the past and have not repented of the immoral things they have done, their lust and their sexual sins. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, where the Apostle Paul writes, "The many miracles and wonders that prove that I am an apostle were performed among you with much patience." And so, again, beloved, we've got people coming in after Paul finished up his work, his ministry with the Corinthians, these Judaizers sneaking in from Jerusalem, trying to bring the believers back under bondage to the Jewish law, and really abusing the believers there in Corinth. And now, because these people have been so mean to them and so abusive to them, the Christians there are saying, oh, these are the real apostles. They're not like the Apostle Paul, who, you know, didn't ask any money from us, and you know, he was so good to us, and he did all of these miracles and whatever. And it just doesn't make sense at all, does it? Well, as I have said so many times, the ones that you love the most are usually the ones that have so much anger and grief that they hold against you. That's just the way of the flesh, I imagine. Let's pray. Gracious God, you are always near, ready to help me and drive out my fears in times of distress. I trust in your promises, knowing you will surround me with your steadfast love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, where the Apostle Paul's final warnings and greetings are given. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless, is my prayer.